It is time for us to check the forecast. It's time to bring in Pat Pagano. Pat, how are you this morning?
Fine, thank you. You feeling better this morning?
I got plenty of sleep yesterday. I went home and slept off and on in between like 11 and 4, then got up and did my afternoon work for the station in my studio at home. And then sat and watched a little The Mandalorian is back streaming again. So I watched the first two episodes of that, and then I headed off to the bedroom and caught up on the rest of my sleep and got up without any problems at about 3:30, 3:45 this morning. And I'm almost, I'll say I'm 95%. You know, the only, I never understood this, but now I understand that at 68, when you put in those extra long hours, it really plays havoc with your system for about 2 or 3 days. It really does.
Yeah.
it's amazing. But like I said, the rebound time takes a little longer. It's a good thing I'm not an athlete. If I'm an athlete, I'd retire. But
well,
I'm not going
to
retire.
You have a job to do today, though.
What?
You have a job to do today.
Uh-oh. What's that?
They want you to head toward Pennsylvania to help them count the votes.
Well, see, I was never good at math, so I'd probably be the perfect person to do that. You know, did you ever have, in high school, and I had great grades except for algebra and geometry. Algebra and geometry, I just couldn't get. I just, you know, when it came to math, and I consider algebra and geometry math, I know it's a little bit of science too, I just didn't get it. There's nothing you could do for me outside of hit me in the head with a hammer. And finally, I had a great teacher, Mr. Draper, who said, "Marshall, I understand that for some reason this just binds you up and tightens you up. So I'm not going to call on you in class. Don't worry. I'm not going to, because I don't want to embarrass you." He said, "But..." So then they gave me extra work, and outside the classroom, when I had a free period, if it was a library period, I would work with Mr. Bond or Mr. Draper and get my assignments done and stuff like that. Because they knew that for some reason I had a block against it, and it wasn't – I just didn't get it. And so they took the extra time to make sure that I could pass those courses and understand, have a basic understanding. It was just one of those things. I don't know. That's why I always wanted to become a meteorologist, and I figured, oh, I guess that field's out for me because
of the math. Yeah, you know, it's funny. I had problems. I remember having problems with algebra, and I went to summer school. And by going to summer school, it clicked. Then the following year, geometry. And I had problems with geometry, and I'm thinking to myself, why can't I get this? I took myself to summer school again, and immediately I saw it. When I started realizing that all you have to do is memorize the theorems, and everything will come to you, I was flying through. I remember taking the geometry regions, and I think I got a 90 on it. And to this day, I understand it now. You know, and then trig, and then when it got to college, you know, they started going with analytic geometry and calculus and the whole bit. It was getting real tough, real tough. Now the question is, do you use it? Not in synoptic forecasting, you don't. If you're going into coding or analytic meteorology and things like that, you know, that you're going to develop models and stuff like that. Yeah, but certainly not in synoptic meteorology. So, but I did take all that junk. And talking about junk, well, we don't have any in the forecast. This is probably turning out to be the nicest week of fall, with sunshine, mid-60s today, 45 to 50 tonight, a partly to mostly sunny, 70 on Friday, Saturday, Sunday, sunny, low 70s, and still fair on Monday. So, Marshall, this is your kind of weather.
Well, I'll actually get out and enjoy it a little bit today, and
because you'll be awake.
That's exactly right. Well, some people will argue with that with you, Pat, that I'm never awake.
Well, I mean, and that's it. Yeah, yesterday a friend of mine that moved in not far from here asked me if I had to go over and put up the curtain rods and the blinds. So I did that. And then I got back in time for my yoga class and I did that. And then last night I went to sleep early because I was not going to sit up waiting and watching to see what was going to happen with the election because I knew it was going to be a long haul. And I was a little confused this morning because it said that Biden had 264 electoral college votes, and CNN said it was 253.
Well, CNN is the only one that hasn't given
has not given
Arizona.
Right. Was it Arizona?
Everybody else, the Associated Press, all Reuters, all the other networks, and everybody else have given Arizona to Joe Biden. So, in theory, Biden only needs one more state.
And that could be Nevada.
It could be Nevada. It could be Georgia. It could be who knows what it could be, but. One more. Well, you know, it's 2020, Pat. This is, you know, this election's not going to end easily.
That's a good point. You're right, Marshall. Yeah, right. It's 2020. You're right. You're right.
But you know what gets me? Because of the election and because of the threats of lawsuit and back and forth and everything, it's so good that I don't watch TV. But I was thinking this morning. I had a dig to find out that 100,000 people were infected in the United States yesterday with COVID-19. 100,000 people in one day infected with COVID-19.
And they say it's the worst.
And what we're finding out is, of course, our medical profession is handling it much better. It's still a risk to people that have other things wrong with them, and the older you get, it's still a higher risk. But nobody knows the long-term effect of this, and that's the thing that sits in the back of my mind. Nobody knows the long-term effect if you get a case of COVID-19, and nobody knows the long-term effect. It looks like they really handle people that notice it right away and come in. And the death rate is still increasing, but not a lot. So the death rate is down quite a bit. But still, the unknown about this disease is more than... And so that's the problem with elections and stories like that. It overshadows other stories that people should know about.
I agree, because I noticed also, you know, that even in New York State, things are on an uptick. And, you know... You kind of wonder. I don't think it has anything to do with Halloween, but what's going to happen with Thanksgiving?
Well, here's what they don't like. What they don't
understand. That's got me worried because now I'm not just talking about family gatherings, Marshall, but what about people traveling? You know, to come and see their families.
Well, there's that. You know, in Connecticut, we've got a dangerous rise. But in little old Columbia County, New York, which is right next door to us, they have a boom going on that is so scary with COVID-19 for a small little county. And you know what? They released the information on it, and it's this time it's not the elderly. It's a boom among people that are in between 18 and 50. It's very little of it now is dealing with senior citizens.
Isn't that interesting? And, you know, that's funny you brought that up. Did you also hear that this virus has mutated?
Oh, yeah.
Mink are in Sweden. And now, I don't know, they say Utah or Nevada, all the mink there are dying and they're catching this mutation.
That's what viruses do. They mutate and they evolve and they develop. But so the election is obscuring that news and probably tons of other news that is newsworthy, and the networks have sucked themselves into this. There's nothing they can do now. They have to cover the election. They have to, and so now everything is on our news here, which is the BBC. That one of their lead stories is what. Out of the BBC, this is the British Broadcasting, is the American election. Yes. That's the lead story there on our NPR newscast, the election. And yeah, it's an important story, but there's other things going on in the world that are just as important. So,
well, you know what I think is interesting, because a number of people that I have hit into said, just wait for November 4th and the virus will be gone.
Well, it's gone because we're talking about November 4th.
Thank you. Thank you. And that's, I'm saying to myself, how could you, you know, what are you looking at the world with rose-colored glasses?
I don't know.
I mean, look what's going on in England and in Europe with the lockdowns.
Yeah, what I don't understand about the election coverage, especially right now, okay, it's going to be days, probably, unless something really weird happens, before we find out who the winner is going to be, okay? It's going to probably be days before all the data is released that can make unless, like I said, unless lightning strikes and it happens today, which I don't know. But take this time where we all know that it's everything's sitting idly and we're waiting for things to be counted, and don't do election 24 hours a day. Put in some other stuff, and if something happens during the election,
then break in.
Then break in and start that coverage all over again. But
I agree.
I'm so glad I've got streaming services. I'm so glad because I do not have to sit and get depressed at my house. I can actually go into a fantasy world and watch a movie because I can't go to a movie theater. So I can stream it at home. So I just don't understand. The old way of covering news, I'm sorry, was the better way, where the news that was important and was most current led the list, and then the other stuff followed up. Yeah. It's not the way it is now.
No, it's all changed. You're absolutely right.
But the only reason you don't hear COVID-19 is because of the election. Once the election's over, you'll hear COVID-19.
Right. Well, because of their thinking along the lines that right now most people are interested in the election, but they can't. They have to. Have to be ridiculous to think that people are not interested in COVID because it's all around us and it's spiking, you know, which is, you know, Fauci said, and a lot of people, you know, rip him apart too, but I'm sorry, he does a very good job. He said that going into the fall season, the numbers had to be low. I think he said less than 10,000. And he only said last week that we are not in good standing. We are going into this fall season in very, very bad shape. And, of course, the other one, whatever her name is, what is it, Deborah something? She said we're going into the worst part of this pandemic. And, well, thank you very much. I mean, we were told that we'll have a vaccine by October.
Yeah. Well.
You know, and even if we did, I would say 75% of us wouldn't have had the vaccine, you know, or been vaccinated, you know, that all goes to the frontline people first. So I think it's going to be a long, long time before we all are able to share in a vaccine. So until that time, everybody has to be diligent. You have to wear that mask. You have to keep your distance, wash your hands. This is not a joke, not a joke at all.
All right. It's one of those things. Well, Pat, you and I will discuss more worldly things tomorrow morning.
Yeah, because there's nothing to talk about weather-wise.
That's right. All right, Pat, have a good day.
You too. Bye, Marshall.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.